The third parak of Eicha opens off with Ani Gever Rei Ani. I am the man who has seen affliction. I'm the one who saw the destruction. And Rashi explains that this pasuk, it's being said from the perspective of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who wrote Sefer Eicha. For he's saying, I'm the one who saw the destruction. Me. Not any other Navi. Many other Naviim prophesized about the moment of destruction. They predicted and they warned Klal Yisrael, there will be a Chorban Bayit. And it's time to get our act together if we want to try and prevent it. But Yirmiyahu is saying, I'm the actual Navi who had the unfortunate reality of having to witness such a painful moment. And the Tzfunot Yisrael point proves this by saying, Ani Gever is the same gematria as Yirmiyahu. Both are 271 to prove that Rashi, that this pasuk is Yirmiyahu. But the Evan Ezra points out that Lav Dafka is at Yirmiyahu speaking. It's not exactly necessary to say that it's Yirmiyahu, but rather it's any member of Klal Yisrael who had the unfortunate opportunity of witnessing the Chorban with their own very eyes. As the Medrash points out, the entire Perek of Eicha is written in the perspective of a first person. It's written in the first person narrative suggesting that the suffering of the Chorban is not just one of the entire nation, but it's a personal suffering. Every member of Klal Yisrael has to see the Chorban as a personal Chorban, as a destruction of the Mikdash that affects each and every one of us and shakes us to our core. We are the ones who saw the destruction. Ani Hagever Re'e Ani. I am the one who saw the destruction. And the Medrash explains, there's another Medrash that explains that Re'e Ani is referring to this perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk is saying, can be read according to this Medrash, Ani HaGever, I am the man, Re'e Ani, for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees my destruction, for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees my destitution. And the Medrash continues and explains, what pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw my lack of mitzvot, he saw my aveirot, and as a result he punished me and destroyed the Mikdash. I'm the one for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and said, I see your destitution, I see your lack of mitzvot, I see your lack of dedication to Torah and to mitzvos, I see your aveirot, and as a result he would destroy the Mikdash. And I think it seems to be quite clear to me that the message of Eicha is that it's not only speaking about the communal destruction of the Mikdash. It's not just about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was charav the Mikdash and destroyed it. But rather it's about our own individual relationship to the Chorban. It's how we relate to the Chorban. And it's how we partook in the Chorban and how we prevent the Binyan. It's what's our role in the destruction of the first and second Batei Mikdash. And how we fit into the tapestry of Jewish history. We view the pain of the Chorban as a personal matter through our own very eyes, and not just as a historical event that happened long time ago during the times of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Chet explains, he elucidates so beautifully that one should never say that things in life are mikra, they're happenstance. Rather, Rashi says so beautifully, the good and bad things that happen in this world are the direct results of our very actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not declare or command that good or bad happen in this world. Rather, it's our own personal ma'isim, it's our own decisions, it's our own actions that lead, that result in that which happens around us. Rashi points a finger at each and every one of us, says, every single thing we do, we have to accept full blame for. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is going to befall you. Rather, you have to step up to the plate and take it like a man and say, because of my aveirot, because I failed to do tshuva for them, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this to me. And Rashi quotes the pasuk in Dvarim, on Perek Lamed, pasuk Tet Vav, Re'ei natati lefnecha hayom et ha'chaim et ha'tov et ha'mavet et ha'ra. I have put in front of you the very good and the bad. I have showed you life and death. It's up to you to choose how they fit. It's up to you to choose how they fit into the world, because it's your actions. Tov or Ra, Chaim Mavet, that create and that dictate what happens in the world around us. And the Pal Gemayim explains that it's not everything is Hefker, there's no Hashgacha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care, it's just totally up to us. Rather, the Pal Gemayim says everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the choice that we take, whether something is good or bad, that's not divine, but that's in our own human hands. It's up to us whether or not we strive in for the good or we succumb to the Ra. And he quotes the Rambam, the Shmona Parakim, that very often man mistakenly attributes their midot, their traits, and that which happens around them says, this must be what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, so, you know, I can't change it, and too bad, moves on. And the Rambam says that's not true. It's my responsibility to take the effort to fix my ways, to be metaki in my midot, to do tshuva, and to strive and do mitzvot, and Talmud Torah, and Avodas Hashem, in order to better the world. And the Rambam says we each have to take responsibility to understand our actions and to recognize the consequences of that which we do. And Rav Yonatan Eibshitz, as well as the Minchas Shai, quotes B'Shem the Lekach Tov, that every single person has to do tshuva for every single chait, for every single avera. As the Minchas Shai writes in the third parak of Eicha, B'Shem the Lekach Tov, we need to be misgaber over our Yetzer. We need to step up and fight our Yetzer Hara. And we have to fix it before it's too late. And as a result, we need to do tshuva for every single chait, no matter how big or small it seems, no matter how trivial or major it appears. As Rav Yonatan Eibshitz says, we need to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each and every sin. We need to scream to Shamayim and daven for tshuva and for rachamim, no matter what. As why the Yerushalmi and Yoma, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, tells us, Kol dor she'enu nivne biyamav ma'alin alav ki'ilu hu chorbo. In any generation in which the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's as if you were part of the destruction. And it's such a simple but beautiful idea. Yes, the Mikdash was destroyed a long time ago, well before you or your parents, or your great-great-great-grandparents were born. But you have the opportunity to shift the history of the world. You have the opportunity to influence the future of Klal Yisrael with your actions. And the fact that the Mikdash was not rebuilt in your days, because you weren't a part of the rebuilding of the Mikdash, because you refused to be part of the process, and to shift your own actions to try and bring the Mikdash back, you're part of the destruction. Either you're a positive member of the team, you're doing all you can in order to help us get to the next step, to build the blocks, and to take the Mikdash further and further till the days of Mashiach. It's up to us to build the Mikdash. The Yerushalmi is telling us that if you're not part of the process in which the Mikdash is directly rebuilt, then it's as if you were involved and had a direct hand in its destruction. Yirmiyahu wrote these poignant words in Eicha purposely for us to read ourselves into the narrative. Ani hagever, I am the man, I am the one, no one else. This isn't talking about Yirmiyah, this isn't talking about anybody else. It's all about me. Where do I fit into the puzzle of Jewish history? Where do I fit into the role of the Chorban Habayit? And how can I help shift the paradigm to Binyan Habayit? How can I be part of the rebuilding of the Mikdash? We're a part of the picture. We're an inherent piece of the puzzle, each and every one of us. And that's why the Minchas Shai points out, we need to do tshuva for each and every little tiny avera, for every mitzvah we might have missed out on. Because that's what's holding us back from Binyan Bayis Shlishi. The little things. It's not the big things that happen once in a while. It's the little things that happen each and every day that we sometimes overlook or we don't even realize that we need to do tshuva for. And that's what's preventing Klal Yisrael from reaching Bayis Shlishi. It's incumbent upon us to view ourselves as if we saw the destruction,
Just as we say on El Seder, Kilo Yatzanu Mimitzrayim, so too on Tisha B'Av, we sit on the floor, we tear our clothes with ashes on our head, fasting and crying, lamenting the destruction that we witnessed with our own very eyes. We need to recognize that not only were we directly involved in the destruction, but we have the opportunity, we have the ability to be part of the building. It's on us to take that next step, to rebuild the Mikdash. We are part of the picture. You are a piece in the puzzle. You're a thread in the tapestry of Jewish history. You have the opportunity to help rebuild the Mikdash. Ani Hagever, I am the man, Re'eh Ani, that I saw the destruction with my own very eyes. And it was because of my very actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Mikdash. Because of me, Ani Hagever. And just like Ani Hagever, Re'eh Ani, Bezrat Hashem, my actions, Ani Hagever, Shere'eh, Binyan Bayesh Shlishi, B'mhera B'yameinu. It is because of my actions, because of each and everything that I do, that I will not only have witnessed the destruction, but I will also, Bezrat Hashem, B'mhera B'yameinu, witness the very building, the very construction, and the very return to Bayesh Shlishi, B'mhera B'yameinu. Amen, amen, amen.